Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is facing growing security concerns in Kabul. Karzai this week asked U.S. troops to bolster security at his presidential palace. But it's not just his personal safety that has people worried. Some of Karzai's fellow Pashtuns, the country's dominant ethnic group, are starting to lose political faith in his ability to lead the fragile transitional government. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Kabul.
On Kabul's chaotic streets, already tight security is getting tighter. More and more random checkpoints have sprung up in the last few days, run by Kabul police and troops with the International Security and Assistance Force, or ISAF. Soldiers are scouring trunks, poking under car seats, and confiscating weapons. Turkish Major General Hilmi Akin Zorlu, the commander of ISAF troops here, said today that the beefed-up security is largely a reaction to the July 6 assassination of Afghan Vice President Haji Kadir.
A lot of lessons we should take from this assassination and take all necessary measures not to see such a kind of assassinations in the future.
President Karzai's June appointment of Kadir, a prominent Pashtun, to a dual post as vice president and head of the Public Works Ministry, was well received by members of the ethnic group. While Karzai is a Pashtun, many fellow tribesmen up until then felt that military leaders from the Tajik-dominated Northern Alliance were holding too much sway in the transitional government. And since Kadir's assassination, many Pashtuns have grown increasingly disillusioned with President Karzai. This politically active Pashtun military officer asked that his name not be used.
In the Luya Jirga, Karzai promised a lot and he hasn't put 1% of it into action. We were hopeful for the future. We thought we would have a legal government, but now we see that the Mujahideen have power in the capital and in the provinces. The Pashtuns didn't get their rights completely, and we will do what we must to get those rights.
At graduation ceremonies this week for the 1st Battalion of the Afghan National Army, Karzai and his Tajik Defense Minister, Mohammad Fahim, both spoke to the soldiers about forging a government and army that looks beyond ethnicity. In public, anyway, Karzai and Fahim appear united. But there are rampant rumors of growing tension between the two men, and many Pashtuns in Kabul say when it comes to government posts in defense and elsewhere, ethnicity still very much counts. This Pashtun, who works for the transitional government, also didn't want his name used.
Karzai has nothing. For example, Pashtuns who left during the Taliban time are now back in Kabul and looking to get their jobs back. If you're Tajik, you get your job back right away. But if you're Pashtun, they send you to a commission which takes months to make any decision, and you might not get your job back. It's very disappointing.
So now a president who can exert only minimal influence outside of Kabul is starting to lose some of his base in the city itself. Other Pashtuns, however, say they're more worried about old-fashioned cronyism than about the ethnic makeup of the fledgling federal government. Fatima Gailani is part of a politically active Pashtun family. She complains that Karzai isn't filling government jobs with those who are best qualified.
This is a unique opportunity for the people of Afghanistan. What makes us really, really sad is the lack of the importance of competence in the cabinet. We were hoping that after Loya Jirga, regardless of ethnicity, the people capable and fit and trained for the job should take the seat of that ministry or that administration.
Gailani recently returned from the United States, where she led a safe, comfortable life in exile. I came back because it's my duty to help Afghanistan catch up with the rest of the world, she says. Then Gailani adds, but if there's no real democracy coming in Afghanistan, I may have to leave my country once again. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Kabul.